UMFM is listener-supported radio, and that's not just a slogan. It's the reason this station exists. No corporate playlists, no algorithms, no outside ownership deciding what you hear. Everything on UMFM is built by people in this community. Volunteers, students, and hosts creating radio that's real, unpredictable, and completely independent. Right now, during Pledge-O-Rama, we're raising $34,000 by May 1st to keep it that way. If you value radio that still feels alive, this is your moment to support it. Call 204-474-6610 or visit umfm.com/donate and make your pledge today. There are some really great thank you gifts waiting, but what you're really supporting is independent radio that answers to you. Help us hit 34,000 by May 1st. Listener supported means listener powered.
No, I mean, look at that, man. Looks like a radio station.
CJUM 101.5 FM in Winnipeg.
Request lines around.
It's open.
Help me, I think I'm falling in love again. When I get that crazy feeling, I know I'm in trouble again. I'm in trouble, cause you're a rambler and a gambler and a sweet talking ladies man. Like you love your
I give everything.
Happy Friday, everyone. This is Digital Planets on UMFM 101.5. My name is Reem, and I'll be your host for the next hour. If you're listening to this, I'm low-key not even in the booth right now. This is technically a pre-recording of me a day before my show, actually. Oops, kind of procrastinated on that one. But today is Pledgerama, which is our annual fundraiser for our radio station. Super hyped for my pledge show, which is today. But yeah, Pledgerama, kind of just to give a little background, is, I guess, just our annual fundraising to help support our radio station and all the needs that we have. But yeah, and I guess Pledgerama, to be a little educational, Pledgerama is basically kind of just us starting at 6:30 April 24th and then go all the way until today, when you're listening, May 1st, 8 p.m. And yeah, we have a bunch of different ways to pledge. You can donate online at umfm.com/donate. You can call us 204-474-6610. And then you can also come in person at University of Manitoba, University Center, room 310. And we're open every day from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. But yeah, we accept a whole lot of payments. We accept cash, check, e-transfer, MasterCard, Visa, PayPal, a lot. We got a lot for y'all. So you can call us and ask for questions. You can email us, whatever works for you. And why we fundraise and why it kind of matters is, one, I've been seeing, it's kind of sad to see a lot of university radio stations recently, especially that are getting shut down due to funding. And funding is really, really important when it comes to community radio station, because we're not doing this for profit. I'm not doing this for profit. I'm doing this for the love of the game and for my love for music and just because it's a great community to be a part of. But yeah, every dollar that's raised during Pledgerama goes directly into the station, doesn't go outside, doesn't go overhead, just kind of supports and helps the work that we do. But yeah, some specific things, especially for the money that is raised this year that we want to put it towards, is a brand new news department, and a revamped DJ and live production training, which is super, super dope. I've definitely wanted to do that for a while. So that will definitely open a lot of doors for that and for other people that want to do that. And especially, like, even if you're a student, someone who's curious and doing that, a community member, you can always come in and come and learn how to do that. And especially for free, because we don't be charging nobody nothing. And then also just a nice memorial archive, and kind of just sharing people that we've lost and contributors that have helped us kind of form our community today. And it'd be very nice and lovely to be able to, I guess, pay tribute to those people. And then another one is kind of just a secured content hub and expanding our website with built-in partnership with collabs on campus. But yeah. And so basically, like, in addition, like, past Pledgeramas have funded, like, a bunch of capital projects, like a new antenna, a new transmitter upgrade, and a bunch of improvements to our recording studios and field equipment. So trust and believe that all this money will be going towards, like, our equipment and just bettering our station. And then a bunch of urgent infrastructure needs, rising fixed costs like tower rent and network maintenance and utilities, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, Pledgerama is very important. And again, like I was saying, a bunch of university radio stations, unfortunately, have been getting shut down due to the lack of funding. So it really is important for us and for a bunch of different other radio stations, community radio stations, to kind of do this funding and drive, so we can hopefully stay running for as long as possible. And yeah, I'd love to see UMFM stay open as long as possible because I love this place. But yeah, right now, actually, as I'm looking at it, April 30th, we have raised $29,000 and we're almost at $34,000. I have no doubt that we'll hopefully get there by tomorrow. But hey, Pledgerama doesn't just end tomorrow. You can always donate to us. Any amount will be heavily, heavily appreciated. And we have a bunch of incentives too. So if you donate $25, you get UMFM buttons, stickers, a magnet, and enamel pins. And then if you donate $50, you'll get a coffee mug and a entry into our Big Sun Festival draw, which our Big Sun Festival draw is basically this extravaganza of a bunch of great bands. They've yet to release the lineup, but last year's lineup was pretty great, so I have great expectations for this year. But that takes place at Blue Note Park, July 31st and August 1st. So there's a bunch of different incentives. You can definitely check them all out on UMFM 101.5. I have an incentive myself that I will be revealing a little later on. But anyways, to the music though, I played Help Me by Joni Mitchell and Price I'll Pay from The Sacred Souls. I think I low-key played Price I'll Pay last year, but it's a banger. And you know what? I think it's very on brand for today, especially because it's my pledge show. But anyways, yeah, I feel like I've talked, like I've yapped my absolute beep off. But anyways, next off is a beautiful song that I love very much from a person that I love very much, Leith Ross. I'm really, really, like, it was touching to hear this in person live. Shout out to Leith. They're incredibly talented, one of my favorite artists from Winnipeg. And this is from their newest album, I Can See the Future, that is very dear to my soul. I freaking love Leith. I've been listening to them, like, I think since We'll Never Have Sex. And that, like, hearing that live also was just, like, it was a game changer for real and so, so beautiful. But yeah, this song is Stay on UMFM 101.5. Enjoy.
Oh, how I love you, and if I could know you more than I know you now, then I could know somehow how to love you, and how I could know you better and better. Oh, how I need you, and if I could see see you now, then I could see you.
bar tick. Inside the party. We about to bring it to you, kid. Like we never ever did. My nigga Al G in it. My nigga Shaheed in it. You got the girl Christine in it. Got my man Big G in it. Hey yo, inside the ghetto or in a sunny meadow, I'ma make you move, whether woman or fellow. Yo, I got the medals in the war field of respect. Like an ill porno, make your body get wet. Just a ghetto child trying to live a straight and narrow, hoping that my shit appears shit don't like an arrow. I'm sure it will, especially if it's God's will. MCs, be ready to die, cause I'ma kill all your negative feelings standing on 2 feet while I make the hotties move to the hip hop beat. You know what's real a killer? Realer than you can imagine. Using every source of pain in my range to make it happen. If I make it happen, that means I'm making motion. And I'm doing my thing, causing an ill commotion. Everybody do the hop, make it smooth like lotion. I lay up in the peace on an incognotion. You gotta do the hop. You move to the beach, you don't stop. Now everybody here, you do the hop. You're going up to cop, a Tampa, a Rick, don't stop. You got to come back and do the hop. Yo, fuck the cops. You got to come back and do the hop. Move till your body won't stop. You got to do the hop. Non-stop motion, non-stop. You got to come back and do the hop.
You see you? Your career is done like Johnny Carson's. Get me vexed, I do like left, I'm starting arson. Now that I got that out my system, watch me stab up the track as if my name was O.J. Simpson. I pack some in like Van Halen. I work for mine. You're freeloading like Kato Kalin. I'm representing with my crew. Mess around, bite my rhymes, I beat that ass with my shoe. Come on, you know I'm crazy nice. Brothers can't deal with the shorty named Fife. You must be mad in the hay. I bust his ass and leave him blood clot for dead. Niggas sound like Dos Effects. If it ain't Dos Effects, then they sounding like meth. You might as well do Megadeth. Yo, punk MCs better save your freaking breath. You's a corny motherfucker. You must be high smoking dust with Chris Tucker. Yo, faggot asses don't want this. I boo more beeps than the peeps at the premiere of Pocahontas. Word is Warner and the baddest. And all you honeys out there, word is born, you know my status. So come and pull your panties down. This ain't the Barnum Bailey show, I don't get down with the clowns. So why don't you and your friends get with me and my friends? But don't win your ass by and you ain't got no end. Word is born, it don't stop. Stop, just ease your mind, come along and do the hop.
Come on, everybody, do the hop. Even if you cop, you got to come back and do the hop. You move to the beach, you don't stop. You smoking jump rocks, you got to just stop, do the hop. When you come back, you do the hop. You know we don't stop. We on the ghetto prize on the top. You know we come back, we do the hop. Shorty's in the place, all the shorty rocks, do the hop. You got to come back and do the hop. We never go pop. You know we come back, we do the hop. This is how it is, we do the hop. You move to the beat, you come on, everybody, don't stop.
I'm saying, man, yo, niggas on the real, we can't be doing this shit every fucking weekend, man.
Paper since the age of 14. When I was 17, I had my own book of rhymes and it's a sin. It took me so many years to morale for your ears, but that is okay because how I deliver the nice on myself, I got wiser. I'm coming unexpected, the call me the surpriser. What is born, I be reforming the structure, the system like a dreadlocks rearranged, but there isn't. Cannot even act like you didn't hear me. You wanna get near me, so you'll have to share me. Once you got a piece of me, that's when I caught you like Whitney. I've been saving all my life for you. I try to reach my people with the verses I create. Then at home, my rehearsal elevates to a personal battle between my heart and my ego. I run for self, but my heart for the people. I need lotion for my
my bald head to shine. My mind is full of metaphors since I'm a stealing stool. And next door, I got my comrade with whom I dominate the area. My rapping skills mature at an early on than some of y'all expected. You feel neglected. I never gave a heck for what you said behind my back. I'm only dedicated to my music and my friends. We be acting stupid. And Pakistan's in the van. On the DM, I keep my X in the verse, my section. But Cape Town, yep, that's where my roots are resting. I came so far because I determined to earn the respect as a rapper who gets support from the soul clapper. So come on, be part of the group and get my tape in your dips. Because my lips release these mind hitting verses devotedly. And my routine for hip hop is done orderly. Because I'm reaching for my peace. In these days, we need only A's to pass a rap class and move to a higher place. As I've been moving, I keep in mind I own my peeps and payback. Maintain that expression of way back. So have no fear when you come around. Do you hear the sound? Free your soul and let's give a pound to error. Because you dig so deep in the crates. Gap is the traitor, but I'm the creator of these poetical scriptures. And my notes are now available on wax if you wanna quote. As an artist who says, inspired of people is the essence. I know this because I learned my lesson.
Gonna front on you. No matter how strong your rap, you only knock boots when you got loot and you're on the map. Cause if you're broke, you'll get a whack slut. If you got dough, you get a hoe with a fat butt. With fresh gear, long hair, and a cute face. And if you live alone, she's gonna pack a suitcase and move in. Then you start losing all your bucks. Soon you broke as a joke and out of luck. Then she takes off and breaks it off. Your hoe's gone so long, dear. I'm out of hand, the relationship's been torn. Cause when you're on top, everything's okay. But when you broke, you get snow play.
If you don't got eggs, you won't be getting no sticks. And if you don't got money, you won't scoop a honey. If you don't got cash, you won't be getting no ass. If you're not clocking, you won't be knocking no boots.
Girls in the 90s ain't nothing but crooks. It's all about what's in your pockets, not how you look. That's why you can't talk to just any whore. Leaving brothers for the next man, cause he got a penny more. They want a drug dealer, not a scholar. Some girls barely speak, but always asking for a dollar. And if you're pushing a fresh bins, they'll be your best friends. Yeah, as long as you collect ends. You think she's all yours, but as soon as your dough go, your hoe go, now you solo. But when you was making paper selling jumbos, you bought dumb clothes for all of them bum hoes. And you was taking them to the movies every weekend. Now that your dad broke, the girls stop speaking. Cause nowadays, girls want you to trip. The only thing they can get from Miguel is a big. Cause when you're on top, everything's okay. But when you broke, you get snow play.
If you don't got eggs, you won't be getting no sticks. And if you don't got money, you won't scoop a honey. If you don't got cash, you won't be getting no ass. If you're not clocking, you won't be knocking no boots. If you don't got eggs, you won't be getting no sticks. And if you don't got money, you won't scoop a honey. If you don't got cash, you won't be getting no ass. If you're not clocking, you won't be knocking no boots.
I tell it like it is, cause I'm a bold figure. And I hate a money hungry girl, aka gold digger. It ain't even funny. Some girls don't even know me, asking me, can they get some money? I'm looking nothing like your papa. I wouldn't give a chick 10 cents to put cheese on a whopper. They wanna know why I'm so fly. A girl asked me for a ring and I put one around her whole eye. Chicks shoot the disc, but now they wanna kiss. Yo, showbiz, I'ma break it down like this.
If you don't got eggs, you won't be getting no sticks. And if you don't got money, you won't scoop a honey. If you don't got cash, you won't be getting no ass. If you're not clocking, you won't be knocking no boots. If you don't got eggs, you won't be getting no sticks. And if you don't got money, you won't scoop a
big L, y'all. I'm living swell, y'all. I do my thing, that's why my name ring bells, y'all.
If you don't got it,
girls be frontin'.
If you don't got it,
they ain't giving up nothing.
If you don't got it,
all the girls ignore you.
If you don't got it,
they act like they never saw you.
If you don't got it, if you don't got it.
All right, so that was just No Ends, No Skins from Big L off of his album Lifestyles of the Dangerous and Poor. I love, love, love this album. One of my favorite debut albums of all time. And if you disagree, you gotta go, you gotta go. And then I had also played Root of All Evil from Daniel Caesar's new album, Son of Synergy, which I'm going to see live. I'm so, so hyped in August because he's coming to Winnipeg. And one thing about Daniel that I will give to him is that he does in fact come to Winnipeg, and I appreciate that very much. And then I also played D'Angelo because one, he's one of my favorite artists ever. And two, for this year, for my incentive, for Pledgerama, I am giving away two tickets for the D'Angelo show that is for June 17th for Jazz Winnipeg Jazz Fest at the Burton Cummings Show, and it's the D'Angelo tribute show hosted by Soul Supreme, and I'm very, very hyped for this. It's literally like I'm so ecstatic. And so how to enter and how to win is basically just donating about $10 to $15 to UMFM, and then that'll automatically get you an entry into, or a draw, I guess you should say, into the D'Angelo tickets. And to specify, though, make sure to say, oh, I'm donating to Digital Planets, and then that'll get you the entry into the D'Angelo tickets. And yeah, and then next Friday on my show, I will be announcing the winner of said tickets. And yeah, I'm just gonna do like a little spin. But yeah, I'm very excited because I love D'Angelo. And I literally, when Jared asked me, station manager was like, oh, do you want to give away these tickets? I'm like, oh my God, hell yes. So that is my incentive for this year, is two D'Angelo tickets. But yeah, oh my God, that like literally made my whole day. But yeah, and I love D'Angelo. I'm like literally the biggest fan probably in Winnipeg. So very on brand for me to give away these tickets. But yeah, shout out to D'Angelo, the tribute, Jazz Winnipeg for these tickets, and Soul Supreme, and obviously UMFM. But yeah, and then I also played Walking Large, Reachin' for My People, which is very, very underrated. They recently, got their stuff, or not recently, back in 2024, they had gotten their album re-released, which is pretty awesome. And then, I had also played The Hop, A Tribe Called Quest, banger, from their album Beats, Rhymes, and Life, one of my favorites for sure. But yeah, we're kind of nearing towards the end of this episode, but to kind of talk more about UMFM and how great of a place it is, it's definitely one of my favorite things to come and, like, literally to have a show is, like, it's such a nice, like, it's such a nice thing after class, like, to come and to hang out with everyone at the station. It's one of my favorite things about uni is literally going to the radio station and hanging out. And shout out to Sabir, who's right after me, actually. Shout out to him. You were here 3 to 4. We were coworkers, and he was actually telling me, like, you should go to UMFM. Like, they're such a, like, such a dope place, like, da-da-da-da. And just, like, was really hyping them up for me. And I was like, okay. And so I went in, and I was, like, really awkward and really shy. But then I completely was just, like, super awkward. awkward. And I went in a couple times, and then I was finally like, okay, let me get a volunteer form. And then I did, and then I remember Jared, station manager, was like, you should have a show. And I was like, like, I don't know about that. And then, you know what? Peer pressure works, because I am now having a show. I'm now talking for my show. But yeah, it's awesome. I love UMFM and what they've given me. They've given me so much. And it's crazy also to like hear about the people that listen to my show, because I always kind of assume that no one's listening. And then people will tell me that, oh, I listened to your show like the other day. And I think one of my favorite moments, like this kind of sits with me all the time, is when I love Real Love. I love Living Hour. And funny enough, the guys that are running Real Love, Gil and Saul, shout out to them. They are also a part of Living Hour. And so I remember noticing that Real Love Winnipeg had started following me on my Digital Planets account. And I was like, whoa, this is crazy. Like, I wonder why. And then turns out Michael, our program director, had seen Gil, and Gil was like, I was listening the other day, and like at 2 on Friday, like there was like a really good show, like what was it? And basically like had put him on to my show because he was listening and really liked it. And I like that kind of always stays with me, because again, like I always think that no one's listening, and then it's like to hear people, especially from the creative industry, and especially people that I love, like their music and what they do for the community, it really means a lot to me. And different people, like especially like one of my sister's friends and someone that I really look up to, like Mahalit, who's an amazing creative, they've also told me that they've listened to my show and that it's really great. And it just genuinely makes me feel like, wow, like I made it. And yeah, it means literally the world to me. And even like I donate plasma like pretty often, and I think I was talking about this last time, but I was donating plasma and I was wearing my UMFM shirt, and one of the, like, I guess one of the doctors behind was like, oh my god, like great shirt, like I love UMFM, like I listen regularly. And then kind of spiraled into like, oh, I have my own show. And then he was like, no way, that's awesome. Shout out to Kyle, like he's such a sweet guy, really charismatic, honestly, like definitely like such a goat at plasma. And like he was just like, yeah, like great show, like, and we kind of just started talking about like music and like Folk Fest, because like that was my most recent show, was talking about Folk Fest. And then they ended up playing my show like the next Friday, so shout out to them, they're like literally the nicest people ever. Never had a bad experience, for real. Shout out to plasma. But yeah, just like it literally gives so much of a community, and it also shows how much like campus radio is intertwined with like the creative spaces and the community in Winnipeg. And it is so, so lovely to see, and it's awesome to kind of receive, be on the receiving end of that as well, because again, I love Living Hour, like one of my favorite bands from Winnipeg. And then I love like Real Love shows, I go to those pretty often, and as often as I can. But yeah, UMFM has given me so much, and it's such a great community to be a part of, and to come and literally just decompress after class and to be a part of something so fun and so awesome. And the guys at the station are freaking awesome. Like, it's crazy that I can say that I'm really, like, my great friends are 49-year-old men, but you know what? That's how it kind of works out. And then also, like, has given me so many great friends. One of my best friends that I met this year, Avery, who also has a show, In Between and Out Of, she, like, literally is my Shayla. I love her to death, and, like, literally got introduced to her from the station, and I hadn't even made any friends, like, from uni, really, and then I met Avery, and my life changed, honestly. But yeah. University radio station gives me so much, and I'm so grateful. And I owe it all to them, and I would be literally devastated if we couldn't keep on going, and that to see like UMFM and is not even in the options. But anyways, yeah, back to kind of my incentive though. Basically $10 to $15. And honestly, like that is quite awesome. And then that will get you an entry for the two tickets to the D'Angelo tribute show. So very excited for that. Stay tuned. Next Friday, I'll be announcing the winner of those tickets. I have three more songs left, or about two more songs left. The next one is very, very on brand. Another great thing that UMFM does is let us run Sunday sessionals, and I got the biggest blessing to hold a Sunday sessional with two of my favorite artists from Winnipeg, Jamboree and Tofu Smell. And those are literally like two of my genuine like loves, especially when it comes to the scene in Winnipeg. Jamboree, I freaking love, and I thought that this next song would be very, very on brand to kind of describe Winnipeg and to describe community radio and especially UMFM. So here is A Beautiful Place, Jamboree. I hope that everyone has a great Friday. Thank you so much for listening if you're listening, and I'll catch you guys next week.
UMFM is part of Winnipeg's music and cultural ecosystem. This station doesn't just play local, it actively supports it, promoting shows, amplifying artists, and connecting listeners to what's happening across the city. It's a space where local voices are heard and where the community stays connected in real time. Right now, during Pledge-O-Rama, we're raising $34,000 by May 1st to keep that system moving, because none of it happens without listener support. So if you care about local music, local events, and keeping Winnipeg's creative community visible, this is your moment. Call 204-474-6610 or visit umfm.com/donate and make your pledge today. There's some great thank you gifts waiting, but what you're really supporting is the culture around you. Help us hit $34,000 by May 1st. Keep Winnipeg sounding like Winnipeg.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. Wonder this time where.
Success.